It's 2:05 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's the John Phillips Show. John is away this week. It's Randy Wang here, 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for paying attention to the issues that matter. I'm looking up at the screen right now, and what's CNN talking about? Chris Christie is going to announce his presidential run. Who cares? Oh, that's a drop from 16 years ago. I don't know where that is, but I bet I have it somewhere. If you want to email us, you can do so at johnnydontlikeshow@gmail.com. Fran writes in, the newest trend in homeless stealing. Here's the latest in my Studio City neighborhood. It's sawing off large pieces of copper pipes from buildings and private homes. This morning, an entire complex was without water because the copper pipes were stolen. It can't get any crazier. It really can't. And I really thought the craziest thing I was going to hear this hour was from Kevin Tripp's news, where a Metro Transit ambassador wants to unionize because of dangerous working conditions. I'm going to see if our incredible bookers, Les Siegel and Rachel, can try to reach out to the lead organizer of that drive, because that would be a fascinating conversation. And I believe the first question would have to be, what exactly is your job? If you missed any part of this show, you can always listen to the podcast at KABC.com. Click on podcasts, go to Apple Podcasts, iHeart, Spotify, wherever you enjoy podcasts. You can listen to the podcast of the John Phillips Show. And I really, really recommend, even if you did hear it, re-listen to the 1 o'clock hour, our interview with Richie Wynn, the man who reports on the open air drug scene in San Francisco. It was a fascinating interview. Share that one with your friends. And if you see anybody that supports the idea of harm reduction, have them listen to that nonsense. But let's have a little fun. It's Tuesday. It's Taco Day. Makes me think of all those taco trucks in South Atlanta that are getting burglarized. It's also D-Day, the, what is it, 78th, 79th anniversary of D-Day. So we all think about that today. But President Joe Biden yesterday had one of those events that he loves to have. You know, there are so many serious things that you have to do as president. Whether you like the president or not, there are a lot of things you got to do that suck. You've got to report on horrible weather events. You got to report on horrible shootings. You got to go to the podium at the worst days of the government. You got to constantly be asked about things like a debt ceiling and all the other nonsense. But there's a few days a year that are pretty fun when you're president. And one of those are when you get to welcome the big championship team to the White House. And the championship team in question was the Kansas City Chiefs, the winners of the Super Bowl. I had to remember that that happened. They got to go visit the White House, and they were greeted by Grampy Joe. So let's listen.
2023 Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs.
What just happened there? This is another episode of When Wooing Goes Wrong, everybody.
Woo!
Obviously, the Chiefs fans from the congressional delegation and White House staffers and the Chiefs themselves should be wooing about the Chiefs. But who turned this up from a woo to a yee-hee?
The 2023 Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs.
And typically, whenever Biden talks about any sport, he's definitely got to mention how his wife is from Philly.
Now, I have to be careful what I say today. I'll explain in just a second. You can smile, man. It's okay. I married a Philly girl. That explains a lot, doesn't it?
What's the implication there? You can just imagine Dr. Jill Biden, if the Eagles won the Super Bowl, climbing those poles and the Crisco cops would have to get her down.
I married a Philly girl.
Does Dr. Jill like to go to the Wawa? Get some hoagies? Did you think Mayor of Easttown was an accurate representation of what people from Pennsylvania are like?
That explains a lot, doesn't it? Fortunately, she is overseas right now in the Middle East. She's a rabid Eagles fan.
It's Eagles. Eagles. I-G-G-L-E-S. Thank you very much, Grandpa Joe. You should know that.
He's a rabid Eagles fan. And on the way, the game ended, I might be in for a rough night. Jill still doesn't even believe the Eagles player who acknowledged the holding penalty. But I figure if the Kelce family can make it work with Travis and Jason, first two brothers to play against each other in the Super Bowl, then there's hope for the rest of us. Please sit down, by the way. Please sit.
It's one of Grampy Joe's big resets. When he runs out of things to say, just tell people to sit down, which is difficult when the people behind him are standing, getting ready to get on the podium. Now, another thing that Joe Biden always does, even though he is president of all 50 United States, he cannot help himself. And since he was the senator from Delaware for 5,000 years, he always has to point out who's from Delaware. Who came from Delaware University? Can't help himself. He's obsessed with Delaware pride.
It's an honor to be with Super Bowl champs, who include former University of Delaware players. Brett, your GM, was born in Pennsylvania and went to college at the University of Delaware. It's one heck of a combination from where I come from. A wide receiver, Matt, the offensive coordinator, was Delaware star quarterback, setting 20 school records. And Joey, your wide receivers coach, played the same position in college when Delaware won the national championship in 2003. The three of you had one of the same.
Is he getting heckled or are people just having conversations and not listening to any of this? Because as soon as Biden starts talking Delaware, they tune out.
And Joey, your wide receivers coach, played the same position in college when Delaware won the national championship in 2003.
He can't help himself. It's always all Delaware all the time. One of the smallest, most insignificant states.
Three of you had one of the same coaches that I had, great Tubby Raymond, who was named, he's a hell of a coach.
Wait a second. You had the same coach as people that are 50, 60, 70 years younger than you? How does that work? And now it's time for President Joe Biden to act like Grandpa Simpson.
I played freshman football at Delaware and ended up below it. I shouldn't say this, but you had to have a 2-0 to keep going. I had a 2.99.
All right, we've already taken our first detour in this story. Let's see if we can stay on the tracks.
Ended up below it. I shouldn't say this, but you had to have a 2-0 to keep going. I had a 2.99. I mean, a 1.99. And my mother made me quit, but I went back out my junior year to play in my senior year. And while Tubby was the assistant.
What is this story? So he wanted to talk about how he was playing football, but then needed, of course, back away and let you know that he's too dumb to play football. So he had to stop playing football, but then he got smarter so he could play football again. Where are we going with this?
And while Tubby was the assistant coach, I played defensive back. And after running in drills in that spring practice, he came over and he said, Biden, and now he kind of cough when he talked to you like this. Some of them remember this. You run faster backwards than anyone I've ever seen. Well, my political opposition thinks the same thing of me.
That was a long way to get to that. In fact, he reminded you of somebody, didn't he? He reminded me of somebody, too. President Joe Biden is absolutely 100% Grandpa Simpson.
Like the time I caught the ferry over to Shelbyville, I needed a new heel for my shoe. So I decided to go to Morganville, which is what they call Shelbyville in those days. So I tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time. Now, to take the ferry cost a nickel, and in those days, nickels had pictures of bumblebees on them. Give me 5 bees for a quarter, you'd say. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. The important thing was that I had an onion on my belt, which was the style at the time. They didn't have white onions because of the war. The only thing you could get was those big yellow ones.
That clip is almost 30 years old, and it's as funny today as it was then. And much like Grandpa Abe Simpson, President Joe Biden cannot control the volume of his voice.
Look, we've got a lot of Chiefs fans here today, including Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. Laura, oh, look at her. There you go. God love you.
All of a sudden, he's turned into Richard Dawson.
Oh, look at her. There you go. God love you. In Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Quentin, how you doing, man? Good. You are good, man. By the way, he can still go to his left, at any rate.
What? I'm sorry, what was that saying from Delaware in 18-dickety-2?
Quentin, how you doing, man? Good. You are good, man. By the way, he can still go to his left, at any rate.
President Joe Biden also said...
President Wellbottom.
Oh, no. It's time. We haven't done this in quite some while, but I think it's time to play What the Hell Did Joe Biden Say? Welcome, everybody, to another episode of What the Hell Did Joe Biden Say?
Yes, sir.
We play you a clip of Joe Biden, and you got to tell us what the hell is he saying. 800-222-KABC.
Present Wellbottom.
You know, usually, whether it's Joe Biden clips or back in the day, Jesse Jackson clips, I know what he's saying. I honestly know the first word here is present. Maybe the second word is while. I don't know what the man is saying.
President Wellbottom.
So if you do, give us a call. 800-222-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. I don't have any more prizes, but you'll get bragging rights.
President Wellbottom.
Let's move on. But yes, if you know what that is, please tell me.
President Wellbottom.
800-222-KABC.
The playoffs, you beat the Jaguars and the Bengals, avenging last year's AFC championship game.
You know, I know it's a bad look, but at some point, contacts just aren't the way to go, and he's definitely aged out of LASIK. Somebody's got to get President Joe Biden those 3-inch-thick Coke bottle glasses so he can accurately read the teleprompter.
The playoffs, you beat the Jaguars and the Bengals, avenging last year's AFC championship game.
Averaging, avenging, same thing. Let's keep going.
Yet another thrilling game. You beat the Eagles, becoming the Super Bowl champs again.
The Super Bowl champs?
Yet another thrilling game. You beat the Eagles, becoming the Super Bowl champs again.
Oh, my God. People are actually calling to play What the Hell Did Joe Biden Say? I mean, we'll do it.
Yet another thrilling game. You beat the Eagles, becoming the Super Bowl champs again.
Also, sometimes President Joe Biden tries to catch up, so he skips a word or two.
You're showing the power of one of the most elusive things in the world, unity.
I think there's a "the" missing.
You're showing the power. One of the most elusive things in world, unity.
It's one of those things in world, everybody. All right, are we ready? I can't believe we're doing this. This is totally a joke, but hey, let's go for it. All right, it's time to play What the Hell Did Joe Biden Say?
Yes!
Let's go to Steven in Fullerton. Steven, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hi. Only because when I was drunk, I've been drunk enough and heard enough other drunk people. He actually said President Obama.
President Wellbottom.
That's what he was said. President Wellbottom. Yeah, that's President Obama.
President Wellbottom.
Well, I don't know what it is, so I don't know if you're wrong or not. I'm going to say sure.
Yes, sir.
Let's try to get a second opinion here. Paul in Riverside, what the hell did Joe Biden say?
He said, I agree with the first guy. He said President Obama. But President Biden has an unnatural way of switching the sounds of letters inside of a word so that it's hard to understand what the hell he's saying.
President Wellbottom.
You think it's President Obama?
I do.
Yes!
Sure, you get bragging rights. Let's try one more. Let's get a third opinion here. Mike on the 210, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hey, he said President Obama because the guy doesn't know that he's the president. He still thinks Obama is. Well, probably telling everybody to vote for him.
That's definitely happened in the past.
President Obama.
Thank you so much for the call. And one more here, Frank in Calabasas. What the hell did Joe Biden say?
He clearly said, where am I?
President Wellbottom.
You think it's where am I?
Yeah, what else could he say? He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know where he is. And if it's not written down, that's what he's thinking.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't think it's where am I. I get where you were going with that, but I don't think that was actually it. Okay, what the hell? We're just going to do this now. I got a whole bunch of these clips. If you want to play What the Hell Did Joe Biden Say, I'll give you clips that I know the answer, and you'll have to guess what he's saying. It is a 100% ripoff of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say, but they don't play that game anymore, so why not?
Yes, sir!
800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Let's get a new clip, but we'll get a caller out here for you. Let's go to Jeff in Encino. Jeff, how's it going?
Yeah, I agree. I think he said President Obama, but I think he still thinks from time to time that Obama is the president, just like he thinks Kamala Harris is also the president from time to time.
It does happen. I'm going to play you a new clip. Let's see if you know what Joe Biden is saying. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You all know it when you go home. You all know it when you go home.
What's Joe Biden saying?
I didn't hear him.
You all know it when you go home.
You'll know when you go home.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You got it. Thank you so much for the call, Jeff. Oh, this brings back nostalgia of the greatest game show that was ever on Los Angeles radio. What the hell? I got clips. You want to play? 800-222-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. It's the John Phillips Show. We're not going to do this for the full hour, but why not? We got people on hold that want to play. It's time to play. The hell did Joe Biden say? Here's a great one.
I won't go on from all the other statistics.
If you know what this man is saying, give me a call and I'll give you some bragging rights.
I won't go on from all the other statistics.
Let's go to Michael in La Puente. You're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Yeah, I know what he was saying on the last one. He was saying, where are you, Buona? It was a movie with Bob Hope when he was handkerchief. His eyes were covered by Bing Crosby, and he called him Buona, and he's blind, and he thinks he wants Buona.
President Wellbottom.
Yep, that could be it.
I know, yeah. Okay, thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much. And last but not least, let's go to Phil in Woodland Hills. Phil, tell me what the president is saying.
I won't all the other statistics.
Well, he clearly said, where am I?
Wait, let me hear it.
I won't all the other statistics.
I think you're right.
Loud and clear.
I think you got it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the memories of being 21 in radio and getting on my TiVo, a way to download the word television so I can listen to the Sunday sermons of Jesse Jackson and cut up the clips for my buddy Tim Conway Jr. It's one of the first jobs I had in radio. Those were the good old days. How was that so long ago? That was like 16, 17 years ago. My goodness. Please email us at johnnydontlikeshow@gmail.com. Now I get a whole bunch of people trying to email me. What the hell did Joe Biden say? Now, we've been covering extensively the race to replace Senator Dianne Feinstein, who at the age of 89 years young said that she's not going to run for re-election in 2024. So you've got three main contenders on the Democratic side in that primary. You've got Adam Schiff. You've got Barbara Lee, who speaks for me, and you've got Orange County Congresswoman Katie Porter. That's P-O-R-T-E-R. Get it right. Now, I have been listening to a lot of Katie Porter interviews lately because, you know, it's material for the show. People want to hear what the next potential senator wants to say. So let's hear Katie Porter on an interesting policy proposal. She was at an interview with someone from the New York Times at a big event in D.C. celebrating her book about the messy minivan. And she says, one thing that we need to do is increase the salary for everyone who works in Congress. And oh, not the staffers, the members of Congress who make about $1.75 a year to represent you in the federal government. Katie Porter says, that's not enough. Let's see what her reasoning is for this very interesting policy proposal.
You also talk about, and this is not something that is necessarily popular to talk about, but you're good about talking about unpopular things, the need to raise congressional salaries, which look big on paper, but there's so much that you have to pay for out of that. Do you think that would go some way towards solving the problem?
Yeah.
Even in California, even in Orange County, even in Irvine, $175,000 a year, that is not a meager salary. I mean, compared to a lot of Orange County, it's not a great salary. It's a good salary. But for the job that Congress does and the approval that Congress has, that's overpaid to me.
Yeah, I mean, Congress members are paid $174,000. And one of the things that we struggle with is that is above the median income in the United States. And so if you think...
By vast, vast, vast amounts. I think the median income in Los Angeles County is $69,000 a year. So you're making more than double that. Orange County, it's a little higher. Let's say it's double that.
Struggle with is that is above the median income in the United States. And so if you think about our median voter, they say, well, that's a lot of money. And it is a lot more than they make. On the other hand, we want people from different walks of life to be able to do this. And we want to attract people from different walks of life.
Wait a second. You're saying that people aren't just attracted to Congress for fame and power? They want to do it so they can get rich? I thought once you get into Congress, you already can get rich because you have insider tips on all the stock trades.
We want people from different walks of life to be able to do this, and we want to attract people from different walks of life.
I don't think there's any shortage of people that want to run for Congress. I mean, they're usually not the smartest among us. But there are plenty of people that want to run for office. It's not like we have a lot of vacancies. There are plenty of unqualified people that want 175 grand. But what, if we up it to 300 grand, you think we're going to get better people in Congress? I think we might get worse people. This is an interesting way to go, Katie Porter.
And so we have amazingly talented people in public service in different roles, and they don't.
If they want to raise, they can go to the LA City Council, where they make $225, or the LA County Board of Supes, where they make $3. Maybe that's what she's so offended by, that local government offices here in Southern California pay way more than federal office. Maybe that's why she's so offended. We should make almost as much as Holly Mitchell.
Quite frankly.
And they don't necessarily want to come in to do this. And when they do, they maybe want to hurry back out to become a highly paid lobbyist.
Well, if they're greedy and want to become a lobbyist to cash in for millions and millions and millions, it doesn't matter how much you pay them.
And I hear stories that people who...
In fact, we have paid our city councilmen tons and tons of money, our assembly members tons and tons of money, and plenty of them turn out to be lobbyists, too.
And I hear stories that people who exit Congress, they go from making 174 to 874.
Or they write a book to run for office, and then they make a whole bunch of money off of that. Although, I don't know, is this book flying off the shelves? In fact, I am curious. Let's see. Katie Porter, book, Amazon. Let's see if we can just with a simple Google search, let's see how it's doing. Well, it is a New York Times bestseller. Good for her. It's got 386 ratings and 76% five-star rating. People love it. It's a real page turner. But, you know, I'm a cynicist. Let's see if we can find the one-star reviews. One star. So many uses. Perfect material if you own a rodent and need linings for its cage. Here's one. Mostly drivel. I eagerly bought this, thinking it would offer great insight into the life of a congresswoman. Instead, it was part whining, part campaigning, part silly diary, part political posturing. Big reason why so many books are disappointing. Big on platform, Ivy League, women issues, member of Congress, yet offers little on content. One star, needs more editing. I really like Katie Porter and was looking forward to reading this book. But the Kindle version is badly edited, so I gave up. And finally, I swear, this book is better used as toilet paper. I know that's not representative of the vast majority of reviews, but they're the ones that make me giggle. Let's get back to Katie Porter.
And that's a huge gap, and I think that's not productive. So I actually think the best way to deal with this is what Congress did several years ago. This is actually a case of, as much as I critique kind of Congress's status quo, I actually think the far past status quo had it right. We should just have a cost of living adjustment that probably...
How about you get the working class a cost of living adjustment first before you say Congress needs a working class living adjustment? They need a cost of living increase. They need a 5% increase every single year. How about no? How about why is it to be in public service, we also have to make you wealthy? Why is that a thing?
And that's a huge gap, and I think that's not productive. So I actually think the best way to deal with this is what Congress did several years ago. This is actually a case of...
Poor Katie Porter. She only makes $174,000 a year. It's so sad. If we only paid $200,000, think of the people that would run for Congress. What?
As much as I critique kind of Congress's status quo, I actually think the far past status quo had it right. We should just have a cost of living adjustment that probably should be pegged to what we give to seniors on Medicare and Social Security, and we should just get the...
Wait a second. Most of the members of Congress are seniors and are already getting Social Security and Medicare. So they already got a raise.
On Medicare and Social Security, and we should just get the same cost of living that we're giving to seniors and just adjust that salary. But Congress last adjusted the salary, I think, almost 20 years ago.
So what? Big whoop. You know how long it's been since my union negotiated with this company? It was four companies ago, 20 years ago. I'm making scale from 2003.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Don't see me complaining. Maybe I should. If you'd like to email us, you can do so at johnnydontlikeshow@gmail.com. That's johnnydontlikeshow@gmail.com. Getting quite a bit of response to Katie Porter. That's P-O-R-T-E-R. Get it right, Vince. Her call for Congress to get a raise so we can attract better people. Vince wants to know how much their stipend is worth, housing and expenses. Because, of course, they don't just get a salary. They also get help with the housing they need in their state and in D.C. And Rocco writes in from Saugus, the forefathers knew it should be a part-time job and the congressmen should be normal citizens in their jurisdictions in the capitalist market for most of the year. That way they could relate to their constituents. Thank you, Rocco. You know, it makes me think about an idea I had a couple years ago when we were starting to look at how overpaid members of not only the city council are, but city council staffers are in Los Angeles. I believe if you really want the people who are your elected representatives in Congress to have your best interests at heart, they should be paid the median salary for the district they represent. So if you represent Los Angeles in Congress, you should be making $69,000 a year. If you represent Missouri in Congress, you should have to only get paid, what, $35,000 a year. And then you have an incentive to do better by your constituents, make their lives better, get them more money, and then you'll get more money. I don't think that I...
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Ideas going anywhere, but I like that idea. All right, let's hear more of complaining from poor Katie Porter.
The other thing is people are always asking me, well, like, you know, where's, you know, can we get gold-plated insurance? I have Kaiser. I get it through the small business exchange here in Washington, D.C. I pay for a portion of my health care. My employer, the government, pays for a portion of my health care. And I think that's an example of a really good system because I have the same health care experiences, both good and bad, that my constituents have. People will say to me, well, you know, they all fly first class. I spent like a good year and a half in seat like 23B. And then I worked my...
I don't understand the connotation here. Maybe it's because I mostly fly Southwest. Is it like a bad thing to be sitting in the 23rd row?
And then I worked my way up to like 12B and then to like 9A. And I mean, it's just...
So what she's saying is she doesn't fly first class yet, but she's in Economy Plus. Those extra rows that American Airlines had to put near first class and add 3 inches to so they could take 3 inches away from everybody else. So you're actually losing circulation in your legs. You're about to keel over from a blood clot when the flight attendant goes up to you and says, excuse me, I know you're in writhing pain from being cramped in this space, but would you like to sign up for the American Airlines credit card? Get some of those advantage miles.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.